Hi, I'm Jonelle Monica Lytle, and over the years of teaching the Silva Method, many, many blessings happened, and I wanted to somehow or another just give back to the universe all the wonderful things that had happened to me, to maybe share this method, not just through my classes, but to share it with humanity. I was able to, a number of times, give many scholarships to students who were too poor to pay for the tuition. I did the same thing with adults. And then I decided that I wanted to share it with people who were truly in need. And what occurred to me that there was many homeless out there who, if they just knew what I knew, if they knew that there is hope, that they didn't have to live on the street anymore, that they could find jobs, that they could give up their addictions, if they just knew what I knew, that their lives would change for the better. Well, that was a really nice thought that I had for many years, but never actually took the time to do anything about it. And through a series of coincidences, now you're going to notice throughout these tapes that there's a theme that meanders that has to do with correct attitude, coincidences, and intuition. And in this story that I'm about to tell about my homeless project, all three of these factors took place. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, a place I normally would not have been. That day, I was feeling like I needed some sympathy because I was having a very difficult time. I had had several tragedies in a row and getting behind in my mortgage payment, and I was feeling sorry for myself, and I don't know why, but I happened to mention to this woman standing next to me as we got into a conversation that I was upset about the fact that it didn't look like I was going to be able to pay my mortgage payment. And when she said to me, "Oh, wow, you're so lucky. I wish I had a mortgage payment." She said, "I live with my husband and my 23-year-old son and my dog out in the woods near here." And at that point, I realized that I wanted to do something about that situation. It was the middle of November, and that night was a very cold, windy night. I made a commitment at that moment that I would take a portion of my life, the rest of my life, and dedicate it to helping the homeless. I didn't know how I was going to go about it. But the point I want to make here is that through a series of coincidences and through a lot of intuition and through an attitude where I knew that I wasn't going to get paid, that I just wanted to help them, that all of this homeless project came about. So over the next week or so, I got a call from a friend, Victor Covens, up in Baltimore, Maryland, and he had invited me to come and listen to Ed Byrne, who would be training the Silva Sales Program in Baltimore, Maryland. Well, I had no desire to go to Baltimore, Maryland, even though it was only an hour from my home, because I had a very busy life at the time, and I just was overwhelmed with too many things to be doing for me to travel 4 hours away from my home. But coincidentally enough, later that week, I got a call from my daughter, who also is extremely busy in her college career. And she suddenly had a free weekend, and she said, "Mom, why don't we go see Grandma?" So up we went to Bethesda, Maryland. And I was so excited because I was going to spend that evening, that Saturday evening, with my daughter, two of my nieces, Tracy and Christine, and we were going to go off to a dinner and a movie together. It was going to be a fun weekend with my family. And so what happened as it got closer to 5 o'clock, I kept getting this intuition that I kept pushing out of my mind. I did not want to follow it. I wanted to ignore it. It didn't make any sense. My left brain logic kept saying, "No, you're going to do what you came up here for." But it kept telling me to go to the Baltimore class. Well, I hadn't been to Baltimore since I was a small child. I didn't know how to get there. I knew it was over an hour away. It was also windy and rainy. I just wanted to be with my daughter and my nieces. And so as it got closer to 5 o'clock, I got this intuition. It's that little voice in the back of your head that kind of tells you what to do. That's the voice that I'm talking about. So I went to my bedroom, and I went to the level with the Silva Method, and that intuition got stronger and stronger, and my left brain of logic kept fighting it because I did not want to go out in the rain into a city that I knew nothing about. So after going to level and working with higher intelligence and that information coming in stronger and stronger, I had to go back out into the living room and tell my daughter and nieces that I was going to Baltimore. So when I got over there, Victor Covens introduced me to the class as a Silva trainer. So on the break, I went out into the hallway, and As I turned, I noticed that a man in the class was coming toward me, and he was already talking to me as though he knew me, and he extended his hand, and all this happened so fast, but the thing that caught my eye was this big red button on his lapel that said, "Homeless, not helpless." And as he got closer, his sentence was something like, "I've been wondering how the Silva method would help mainstream the homeless back into society." Well, before he could even finish the sentence, it was like our minds went click, 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 and I put out my hand, I shook his hand, and I said, "It's a deal." It was like an instant flash of why God had so adamantly guided me to Baltimore when my left brain said I didn't want to go there. So after the class, I spent about 4 hours talking to Trucks and Sykes, the president of the homeless union in Baltimore. And we made an agreement that I would come back into town in about a month and that he would set up an intro for me at the Pratt Library. But on the way back, the interesting thing is that my left brain logic and evidently some level of low self-esteem started thinking, "Holy cow, have I bitten off more than I can chew? These people are down and out, homeless, on the street. How am I going to do this?" And then I thought, the Silva method, we have miracle after miracle after miracle. I know that. I've been teaching this for years. And there are miracles all around the world with what the Silva method can do. I thought, okay, I'm turning the whole thing over to higher intelligence. I know that God will give me the trigger mechanisms or the trigger words that I will need in that intro to help those people. Because my intention was to help the homeless. I went to bed with that intention on my mind. So that night, I had a beautiful dream about President John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and Abraham Lincoln. And they were all in there, and they were acting like cheerleaders, like they knew me. They were calling me by my nickname, Joey, and they were saying, "Come on, Joey, you can do it. We're there for you. You've got to do this thing." So you can imagine that in the morning when I woke up, I had this newfound self-confidence because I thought if those people showed up in my dreams, then it must mean that there's a level somewhere in the universe that says that I'm to do this thing. So I got a little more excited about going and serving. So when I did finally go up there, there were 50 homeless people in this auditorium, and after my talk, 49 of them signed up for the program. So I still did a lot of praying, and I asked God every night, "I know that you're going to be there for me. I know that you're going to give me what it is I need through the Silva technique to inspire these people to stick with the program and to apply it in their lives and to change their lives." And so I just went with that attitude. And that Monday morning when I got there, there were a series of obstacles thrown in my path to almost keep me from doing this project. And I kept saying, you know, I said I would do it. God guided me there. I'm going to keep my commitment and I'm going to do this thing. All sorts of weird things happened. My car wouldn't stay in a parking place. It kept sliding out of the parking place because there was ice on the street. And I couldn't even get into the place where I was to unpack, change clothes, and go to the class. So when I finally got there that morning, well, by 9:15, I was the only one there. And I started wondering, okay, did I follow some intuition that wasn't really intuition? What's going on, God? So a few moments later, around 9:20, this very sad-looking person walked in and said, well, I'm just here to tell you that, you know, you probably won't have anybody for your class today. So I looked at him and said, well, why is that? And he said, well, this morning one of our friends was frozen to death on the grate outside the federal building because something happened and the electricity went off. And where the steam used to go out of this grate that he used to sleep on, it quit during the middle of the night while he was sleeping. And so he didn't get up and move to a warmer place and he froze to death. And he said, we're all bummed out. I don't really think anybody's going to show up. So I said, excuse me for a moment. And I went into the ladies' room. And I said this prayer. I said, okay, God, I'm here and I have one student. If it's your desire that I teach this one student, I will do that. Well, in a split second, I just knew that I was to go out there and teach that one student. It didn't matter that I didn't have a full class. So I went out there, and within a very short while, another student showed up. So I started the introductory lecture over again. And then a little bit more, there was another one and another one. So by 11 o'clock, I think I had 23 people. I was able to get the long relax in some of the beginning self-improvement techniques to the class that very first day. And I did want to share with you the fact that, because this had come to me so many times during that 5 weeks before I actually went and talked to them in person, it was like all day long I was mentally communicating with these people that I hadn't even met yet, even before the intro. And what I got a sense of these people was that they were very old souls who had come in to maybe take the hard road to hoe this lifetime. And that for them to choose that path meant that they were very special people to live out in the weather, you know, the cold and then the heat in the summer, and to sleep on cement and to have no shelter and just to have a very different life than most of us are used to. And somehow or another, I wanted to let them know that I felt honored and privileged that I was able to serve them through the Silva method, knowing that this was the best method that I could come up with that would help give them the hope to get off the street and give them the techniques. So that's how I started my class. And I had to say that a number of times with, you know, a lump in my throat, tears in my eyes, and a little bit of ache in my heart, because I wanted to know that from the very bottom of my heart, I was there to serve them. But I wanted them to know that I didn't feel above them, that I felt honored that I could share these techniques that would change their lives.